This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the right. American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Insanity. Come on, tell me the truth. You missed me, didn't you? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and just getting engaged, getting involved, being part of the conversation. And I mean that sincerely. And I will tell you, I blew it last night. I forgot to send out the email, but I'll do that tonight. Anyway, so if you want to be part of the email blast, if you want to be part of the team, if you would, then just head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a million things you can do up there. And what I want you to do is give me your email address. If you give me your email address, then I can send you an email once a week, can't I? Right? It's really that simple. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Okay, if you send me, and if you want to talk about something, and some of you are really, you keep telling me how you don't want to hear your voice and all that, whatever, all that garbage. Well, just, if you do send me the email to joe@therealside.com, it's not a big deal. I'm simply going to just, I'm just going to respond, I have to be careful with this. If you send me an email and you blast me on something I've said, and you're just being nasty and ignorant, all bets are off. I get to blast you as much as I want to. But if you're honestly asking a question, if you're honestly confused about something I've said, something I believe, something you believe that I believe, then just send me the email. I will not make fun of you, I promise. How'd that happen? 855-REAL-JOE. Okay. Kimberly Moran's going to join me. I mean, apparently, she's been called by CNN and a whole bunch of other media outlets to talk about what happened last week in New Hampshire where they were fighting against the red flag laws. So we'll talk to her a little bit after the break. Democrats, remember the Me Too people? Remember the ones that, under all circumstances, women are supposed to be believed. You're supposed to go out of your way to make sure that women are believed, and when they accuse men or whoever of sexually assaulting them. Well, apparently, that's only true if you're a Republican. That's only true if you're a white male. Otherwise, not so much. Now, several Democratic 2020 president hopefuls, including Bernie Sanders, Kamala Harris, and now Kirsten Gillibrand. Right, they're all defending their self-professed commitment to the ideals of Me Too. Right, all of them are now saying, "Of course, we're up for women's rights," except in these cases. And notice that you're hearing more. And I don't know how this is happening because the news doesn't want to give out anything, right? But notice, you're hearing more and more about how these Democrats have had these issues in their offices, and they don't say anything about it. They've done nothing to make it right. Three prominent senators each have sought to draw a real sharp contrast between them and Trump. They face their own misconduct allegations. Now, the claims highlighted vulnerabilities that could become major liabilities, not only in the... Listen, you guys who write this stuff, you really need to engage your brain a little bit. How big of a deal do you think it's going to be If you come to find out that Bernie Sanders blew off several of his workers that claimed about sexual assault or sexual misconduct, right? I mean, you see what's happened in the past. These people get away with everything that's shy of murder, and even some of them are probably, you know, kind of, well, I won't even go down that road. Back in 2017, Gillibrand and another ramped up the pressure for, what's his name, Al Frankenstein to resign. Remember him? Because there were all kinds of sexual misconduct allegations. He finally stepped down. I don't know if he didn't want any more embarrassment or trouble or anything else. Gillibrand, who has been described by GQ magazine as the face of the Me Too movement, said at that time that Franken's alleged conduct had shocked and disappointed her and that he should step aside because enough is enough. But it emerged on Monday that last summer. Come on, let that sink in for a minute. Like 8 months ago. An aide in her mid-20s who was working for Gillibrand's Senate office also decided that enough was enough. She resigned in protest over the office's handling of her sexual harassment. She said, "I have offered my resignation because of how poorly the investigation and post-investigation was handled." The woman who resigned less than 3 weeks after reporting it wrote to Gillibrand in a letter that Gillibrand responded to the allegations on Monday, said that an appropriate investigation was launched, and her office later said the male staffer had been fired after other unreported, deeply disturbing comments were... Now, here's the problem with this. At the time this happened, the woman took a lie detector test. Okay, I mean, she had this all laid out. She had talked to other people about it, so she had a point of reference. Why didn't Gillibrand do anything about it then? Right? And then you talk about Sanders, the Vermont Independent. I mean, look at, go back to Gillibrand. She called for Frankenstein. Remember him, Al Frankenstein? Yeah, she called for his resignation right after it was talked about. Why doesn't she resign? Wouldn't that be the same thing? Totally ignoring somebody being abused? Now, Sanders, another one. Isn't he the Independent? I guess the Democrats don't quite want him yet. I mean, he's a January report in the New York Times outlining the one former Sanders delegate called an entire wave of rotten sexual harassment that nobody ever dealt with. Nobody ever talked about. Nobody ever looked at to find out whether it was true or not. Why? These guys are all for sticking up for the women, right? Well, not all the time. Joe Mancini, your host. Listen in real time. Be back in a few minutes.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mancini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mancini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
This is the worst looking hat I ever saw. Well, you buy a hat like this, I bet you get a free bowl of soup, huh?
Every time I hear this song, I think of Deliverance for some reason. I don't know. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Guess what? I have the highly sought after, the person that's being, you know, chased down by every major news source in this country, something to do with pearls. I haven't figured it out yet. Anyway, Kimberly Marin joins me. She does every week to kind of kick off the week. But, man, you've had a busy week after last week. So what do you call it? The red flag warning?
The red flag law, yeah. Yeah, the hearing. Didn't I come on your show after it?
You did, but But it's been growing and growing and growing all week long, hasn't
well,
it?
Well, we also just happened to be holding our annual 2A rally on Saturday. So, and that was just coincidental. I mean, we planned that. It's every year. It was our fifth annual. So it was way bigger than it has been every other year. I gotta hand it to Shannon Watts and her sugar daddy, Michael Bloomberg, because basically they woke a sleeping giant, because there was a lot of people in the state of New Hampshire who had no idea all the gun legislation that was going being passed and,
really?
And talked about and discussed in the state. Now
wow.
they do.
Wow. You know, see, this is the stuff I've always said to people, is that nobody knows what's going on. Nobody pays
yep.
attention to this stuff. Do you ever
yep.
ask these
yep.
people when they tell you, you know, oh, I just heard about this, do you ask them how long they've been in their coma?
Well, you know, in New Hampshire, there's like 800 to 1,000 pieces of legislation every
wow.
session. Yeah, so it's hard for anyone to keep up with that. I mean, I can't even. At the beginning, you know, the Women's Defense League focuses on Second Amendment stuff, so that's one thing we focus on. But there's all kinds of other stuff that I usually will testify against or write about or et cetera, let people know about. But there's so much
right.
that Democrats are doing that's so bad in New Hampshire right now. It's really hard to keep track, especially if you're a regular person, forget about it. And, of course, the media doesn't honestly report on it.
No,
here,
they
so.
Don't care less about any of that. But let me
now
ask you,
they just regurgitate BS.
Oh, yeah. They probably call the legislative press room and say, okay, what do I need to talk about today, right? What do I need to put out
yeah,
there? Tell me.
Yeah, they're useless. The mainstream media didn't even show up at the rally. Even after the controversy all last week, by the way, we handed out hundreds of pearls on Saturday. Even after the big Pearl controversy, you would have thought that the mainstream media, at least in New Hampshire, would have shown up. They didn't.
Well, they don't bring it.
So we know
they don't bring attention to it, right?
That's yes, exactly. They don't want
yep.
it. Right,
yep.
And they've shown up in the past, but now they didn't show up, and it's possibly because Democrats now rule the legislature, and you know they have their marching orders. They want to make sure they still have access, so they chose to ignore it, even though it was a huge, huge turnout. Biggest rally we've ever had. Biggest rally, we made history once again. Biggest rally ever held in New Hampshire, organized completely by women.
Wow.
Very
cool. And these weren't, you know, I mean, they didn't have, like, pink guns and, you know, pink bullets and stuff like that, right?
Well, we had pink hats that had black scary rifles on them.
Can you get arrested for that? Isn't that kind of threatening? You're trying to. I felt threatening when I saw you in the hat.
Yeah, I'm sure you did. No. No, we can't get arrested for that yet. Yet. But those hats sold out.
Wow.
Like, immediately, and we just ordered a whole bunch more because people from all across the country want them.
Wow. Oh, heck.
Seriously.
We should.
People
wow.
went nuts for the hats. Guys, grown men. Grown men with full-on beards, not hipster beard type guys, were wearing pearls and pink hats. It was
wow.
fantastic.
That was great. That would have been great.
People can yeah. see our photos on WDLNH.org on our photo page. There's photo. I just put up the photos from the rally. It was a great rally. And yeah, grown men, yeah. all these grown men. I want pearls. I need a set of pearls.
Did you do the did you have any protesters there on Saturday?
We had threats to have protesters, but they didn't come in. There was one guy sitting way out on the sidewalk in the front that had a picture, a poster, something about gun violence, but no one even talked to him.
Don't shoot.
Yeah, I don't even know what it said, but I mean, we've had all week, we and myself have had threats of violence against ourselves, our children, members of our organization, threatened to be doxxed left and right by various people, all because Shannon Watts in the media and Democrats in New Hampshire decided to lie about what the pearls represented. Yeah. All based on a lie and the mob mentality, we're just going to go with it.
Oh, of course. Oh, I wouldn't expect anything different. You know, it's,
right.
Again, it's really amazing how the left always talks about, and I've written a couple of pieces about this, how the left always talks about their compassion and kind and understanding and, you know, that the whole love Trump's hate thing, right? I mean, I'm actually going to have T-shirts made up that say love Trump's hate on them with a picture of somebody in you know, a blue outfit pounding on somebody in a red outfit. You know what I'm saying? I think it'll be more real.
Because that's what they do. and the problem is, and I know we've talked about this before, is they did this intentionally because they wanted to distract from how horrible this legislation actually is and how much it will harm law-abiding citizens in New Hampshire. But we can never have an honest discussion with them.
Nope.
How can we ever have an honest discussion with these psychopaths when they are never honest about their own legislation or the people who oppose it? It can never happen.
No.
Ever.
You can't have an honest conversation with them for no other reason.
Nope.
It's because, well, for no other reason, it's just simply they're always right. They know what's better for you. They know what's best to keep you safe, to keep you alive, what you should be eating, what you should be breathing, right?
Right.
I mean, it's funny. They are the true fascists. I keep saying that. They are the real fascists, right?
Absolutely they are.
Yeah.
And they're so dumb, and they're so dumbed down by the powers that be that control them, they don't even get it.
No.
It's sad, actually, but then they behave the same way towards other people. So, yeah, it's, I can't even tell you how much, the incredible amount of support we have gotten. Donations all over the place, memberships left and right, people ordering merchandise. It's been nuts. It's literally been, I can't even keep up. We can't keep up. We have a team.
Did you send a thank you letter to CNN or any of those guys? I mean, you should have. You should be nice about it. No. We could be back in a minute. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. Kimberly will still be with us on the other side of the break.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mazzini here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
You
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Reporters at the White House daily briefing asking spokeswoman Sarah Huckabee Sanders if President Trump believes Democrats hate Jews. USA Radio's Tim Berg with the story.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders held a press briefing on Monday at the White House. Sanders was asked if the president really believes that Democrats hate Jews.
Look, the president's been an unwavering and committed ally to Israel and the Jewish people. And frankly, the remarks that have been made by a number of Democrats and failed to be called out by Democrat leadership is frankly abhorrent, and it's sad, and it's something that should be called by name. It shouldn't be put in a watered-down resolution. It should be done the way the Republicans did it when Steve King made terrible comments. We called it out by name. We stripped him of his committee memberships, and we'd like to see Democrats follow suit.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
To pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
We are back. Every time I hear this song, I think of Barry Manilow and a walker. Seriously. Joe Mussini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855. You know what? Don't call me. Really. I'm having too much fun with Kimberly. Anyway, Kimberly Marin joins me. She does every week. And this week, she's had a very busy 5 or 6 or 7 days. And we talked a little bit about it last week. But, man, it's been snowballing and growing, and you had your event. Tell people about your group, and that way maybe they can get involved if they're close by.
So it's the Women's Defense League of New Hampshire. We are a grassroots organization founded by all women, for women. Men can be supporting members. We founded back in July of 2014 in order to teach women how to safely and accurately use firearms. Also teach them, you know, we have law day classes, gun cleaning classes, advanced concealed carry type classes, rifle classes. And we also fight for the Second Amendment and against gun control. And we've been doing this since 2014. And, you know, like I said last week on the show, we've been wearing the pearls since probably 2016, I want to say. And that became a symbol of our organization. So it was nothing new. It's just that outside organizations wanted to make it something new. But, yeah, we've been around for a while. We teach hundreds of women how to safely and accurately shoot firearms every single year. You know, girls as young as 12 and women who are 80 years old and still young at heart, who have been, some widows have come to us and, you know, their husbands were always their first line of self-defense. They had firearms. Widows didn't know how to use the firearms. They were terrified. We made it so that they weren't. And, you know, we've had women who are victims of, who had been victims of violent attacks. They don't want to ever be a victim again. Women who have been victims of domestic abuse, they don't ever want to be a victim again. That's what we do. We help women and we also defend women's rights because as much as the left doesn't like to believe the Second Amendment is an actual women's right, It is, because it's everybody's right, but I'm a woman, so that makes it a woman's right. And if you don't like it, tough.
Well, but you women can't carry those big, bad guns. I mean, come on, they must be too heavy for you and, you know, that kind of thing. You heard Joe Biden. You got to go get yourself a shotgun. Really, you could scare away the attackers.
Just shoot it out the door.
One shot in
the
air.
I almost said a bad word on the air.
No. You know, see, what I would have done is, I would shoot through the door to say, oh, Joe, but the gun was too heavy for me. And when I pulled the trigger, it went sideways. And I'm sorry they found the perpetrator in six different pieces in the hallway.
You know what's really sad is there are a lot of people who are, I should have saved a bunch of, I saved some of the responses to me
us. I was reading some of them online. They were great. I wish you would have not just saved them, but also posted them. That would have been really funny.
Well, Twitter was too insane to, like, even keep up with it. But just that some of the emails we got were so bad.
Yep.
And then, you know, some people are like, I don't wish violence on you. I'm not a violent person, but I hope your child doesn't get your gun.
Oh,
what?
Oh, there you go. Another love Trump's hate. There you go.
Oh, my God. No, I can't even repeat the things we've been called.
Oh.
And this is, that's what is disturbing about the supposed feminists and the left-wing pajama boys who support them, who support supposed strong, independent women. They think that women can't carry firearms or protect themselves. They think we physically and emotionally can't do it, even though women have been doing it since the beginning of when firearms were first ever existed. Wow. Women were shooting back then.
Yeah, no, I love this stuff. Now, you were going to go on, you know, again, pretty popular lady. You were being asked to go on all kinds of shows, CNN and other shows, and you decided not to, and not because you're a coward, because why? Tell the audience why.
Okay, so there was a couple of reasons. Besides the fact that I didn't get home late from a doctor's appointment because I have been literally sick for like 3 weeks.
Yeah.
But also, I really thought long and hard about it. And I don't want, because I was threatened to be doxxed by multiple people, I don't want to lose my job. I don't want people violently attacking me or trying to destroy my life just because I disagree with them and I'm telling the truth. So that's why I decided, that was one of the other reasons I decided not to go on CNN, because that's how the left rolls.
Yeah.
If you tell the truth, if they disagree with you, if you disagree with their ideology because you wandered off the plantation as a woman, or anyone really, they will try to destroy your life. And we see this all the time. We're seeing it right now with Tucker Carlson. We see it. It's every week they try to destroy someone's life.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and I always put myself out there. They'll never, ever shut me up. I'll tell you that right now. That's never going to happen. But I know where to draw the line, because I think I told you this before. One of the reasons I moved to New Hampshire in the first place is because I was involved in the Wisconsin Union fight, and they were trying to do the same thing. They were stalking me.
Wow.
Posting where they thought I lived, posting my phone number on Twitter, stalking me on LinkedIn. I actually deleted my LinkedIn account back then. They were really trying to do everything to find out where I was because they wanted to shut me up.
But they can't
and maybe
be the
possibly
they,
harm
they,
me.
That can't be the love Trumps hate people, right? Because
that's how they roll. And this was 7-8 years ago. That's how long ago this was. So, yeah, they've been doing this for a long time.
Wow. It is amazing. Every time I hear stories like this, and I see them writing about me on Facebook, I get the biggest charge out of it. Because I won't say anything nasty about them. I'll call them out on something, but I won't say anything nasty about a particular person. And it's almost like they get this little rapid response team, and they see Messina,
yes.
And it's like, boop, boop, boop,
yep.
Boop, quick, go,
nope,
go.
That's
get
exactly
it.
What they do. Listen, I call out legislators, organizations, doesn't matter what side, all the time for their lies and their hypocrisy, because it looms large, especially in the Democrat Party in New Hampshire. There was a state rep who smeared me, said really nasty things about me. He sits on the Criminal Justice Committee that I've been testifying in front of for years. That's a state rep smearing a New Hampshire citizen.
Wow.
And I proved him to be a liar and a hypocrite. What kind of people do that?
Wow.
They're psychotic. They want to shut us up. They want to shut anyone who tells the truth up. They want to shut anyone up who disagrees. They cannot have anyone that is putting a different message out there. They can't do it.
No, they can't handle it. And they're tolerant and accepting left. They can't. Hey, listen, I got something to make you giggle before we go to break. Somebody just sent me one of those little memes. It said,
"Yeah,
little known fact, Boston is an hour drive from Boston."
Pretty much. That's funny.
I thought that was pretty funny myself. And you'd have to be from there to really understand what that means.
Understand it, yes.
Anyhow, no. Yes. And it's, now, you, I heard when you came home, your husband had gone and grabbed a whole bunch of moving boxes and was shoving stuff in it by the time you got.
Not yet.
No, but if
not yet.
It's really true. Think about how they fight, right? If you had little kids, they wouldn't care. They would give out your address. They would tell people you had guns at the house. I mean, they would do all kinds of stuff to make people.
So the Republican legislators who were wearing the pearls that they attacked, they were attacking one guy's 7-month-old baby.
Are you serious?
Yes.
They are very sick people.
They're disgusting. And these guys, because they knew they were right, they knew they were just supporting us and women's rights and the Second Amendment, they held strong. And they were at our rally on Saturday because they are not going to put up with the left's little mob mentality by some out-of-state hack who's trying to push gun control in our state. And you know what they also said? Most of the majority, like 99% of the hate mail they're getting, all from out-of-state.
Wow.
Not from people in New Hampshire.
No, of course
people
not.
In New Hampshire don't tolerate this kind of stuff. And they find out the truth. And they don't like people like Michael Bloomberg pushing his beliefs into our live free or die state.
You know, I think about what's going on with all this and how people like you, if you stick up for something you believe in, you have to move. You know, when is it? And I asked this question last week. And I'll ask anybody. If you find clips of people on the right, you know, starting trouble with or smashing on someone from the left for having an opinion, send it to me. I'll call them out. Because I'll tell you what, you could fill hours and hours and hours
yep.
of a video bucket with the left pounding on the right for simply believing in something. Hey, got to go for a quick break. We'll be back in a minute. Don't go far. Kimberly Marin will still be with us on the other side of the break.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You know, you two girls have everything. You're tall and short and slim and stout and blonde and brunette. And that's just the kind of a girl I crave.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's just bring it right on. Kimberly Marin is with me, and she's fresh off her non-tour with the major news sources. Apparently, she's smarter than I am. Anyway, Kimberly, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. So far, so good. I'll let you know in a minute. So apparently, we've got some problems. Sanders, Harris, and Gillibrand. All, you know, who you, it's even a hard time coming off my mouth here. They're running for president in 2020 on the Democrat ticket. They got a little problem. You know, these are the people that are screaming that there was a Me Too movement, and we have to believe the women, and we have to protect the women. And well, except that they work in my office. And we don't have to protect the women, and we don't have to believe the women. Because all three of them kind of blew off reports of sexual assault being, you know, happening right under their noses. The hypocrites.
Oh, God, yeah, they are. They love to scream and yell about this, that, and the other thing, but they don't do that in their own, you know, lives.
Don't call out the truth. They're liable to ban us from the internet.
Yeah, no, these are people who don't practice what they preach. Right. I'm on the opposite side. I actually practice what I preach. They do this all the time. I mean, they're not the first three. There's been others. You know, there's been a slew of others, actually, after this came out. You know, the Me Too movement started. And nothing will be done about it. You know?
No.
People will still vote for them. They don't care.
Yeah, I don't know what it is with that. Like, I was talking to somebody today about AOC, and they said, well, people will see what she's like. They'll know what she's like. And she'll get reelected, or she won't get reelected. I said, no, you're wrong. There are so many people out there that will vote D for D's sake, R for R's sake. She may never go anywhere. She may die in that chair.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Right. Except if she did something to Hillary, because that wouldn't, you know, they wouldn't be able to find her after that.
No, then she'd be suicided. but this is how they are with everything. I mean, wasn't there a guy in California who was total anti-gun, massive gun control,
oh, yeah.
And then it was found out he was gun running?
Yee. Yeah, Leland Yee.
Yeah, Yee.
It was great.
That's right.
Matter of fact, the great thing about it was that when he got indicted, his indictment actually took away the supermajority that they had, that the Dems had. But here's a guy, what he was doing was he was passing laws to restrict competition because he was selling guns all over the place.
Yeah.
Right?
So, you know, that's how so many people of these roles, people like this, well, they want to implement laws that harm us, but they just ignore them because they think they're just the powers that be and we're just the little peons. They forget they work for us.
Yeah.
And we let them forget that. That's one of the problems. We are the only people who are going to hold them accountable. God, all the corruption that we always hear, right, all around the country, and it happens even in our little towns, et cetera, but in the federal level as well, all the corruption we hear about, imagine what we don't even know. That's the sick part. What we don't know is probably far worse than how bad we do, the bad of the bad that we do know. If that made any sense.
I don't know. I am looking at some of these comments, and my eyeballs are popping out of my head. The left will defend anybody. I mean, seriously, on their side of the aisle, I don't care what you're doing, who you're doing it to, all right? And you're thinking about this, you say, my God, either you're for the protection of women or you're not. Either you're for the protection of children or you're not. And it shouldn't matter what side of the aisle you're on, right?
Right, well, because they're super hypocrites, that's why.
God.
And they get mad, and that's why a lot of Democrats in New Hampshire get mad when I point out their hypocrisy.
Oh.
They hate it. I point out their lies. They hate it. Well, I'm sorry, stop lying, and I won't have to point it out.
Oh, and
really that easy.
And another sweetheart, Alyssa Milano. Remember her?
Oh, God.
Oh.
She's a moron.
What happened to her? She was such a sweet little kid. You know, look what Hollywood did to her. Anyway.
I don't know if Hollywood did that or if she was born that way.
Yeah. Oh, come on. Nobody's born that mean, right? Well, maybe a few.
Yeah.
Yeah. But apparently she put out a tweet, and because she said, I'm trans. I'm a person of color. I'm an immigrant. I'm a lesbian. I'm a gay man. I'm disabled. This is that acting thing coming out, right? Where they think they're going to identify with you, and all of a sudden you're going to embrace them and pull them in. Boy, did she step on it big then. You know what I mean?
Oh, did they go off on her?
Oh, they were beating on her big time. And
nice.
These were probably people that were hers, you know?
Yep.
And some of those people coming back saying, hey, look, just because you say you are doesn't mean you are. I am trans or I am disabled or I am this. You can't do that. And you know what? I'm glad to see it. It may be a really small number, but you'd think that some of these nut jobs like Alyssa and others are finally pushing the buttons on some of those people on the same side of her aisle going, okay, enough. You cannot be this big of a moron. We can't let you talk for us.
Wait, did you see what happened to Deborah? I think her name is Messinger.
I think so.
I mean,
enlighten me.
So she posted something, I don't know if it was on Instagram or Twitter or wherever, cupcakes that have...
Uh-oh.
Vaginas on them.
Oh, sure. Everybody
for International Women's Day. Oh, they were all different colors and all different sizes. Whatever.
Yeah, but wait a minute. There's something wrong with that.
Oh, yeah, there was.
If not all men have penises, then not all women have vaginas.
Not all women,
right?
Yeah. Apparently they went off, and she had to apologize because she's so stupid.
She apologized.
That she had to apologize for actually being a woman and celebrating actual women.
Wow. Oh my God.
They eat their own. I'm sorry. I don't care what you call yourself. Actual women have actual vajayjays.
God bless.
This
gets crazier every week. And people say, why do you keep talking about this stuff? Why? Because it's crazy. It's consistently crazy. Right?
A lot of people don't know and see all the stuff we see because they are sane. And they don't follow it as closely, right? When I tell people some of the stories of stuff that goes on, they're like, what are you talking about? It's that bad. And the problem isn't just that these crazy lunatic things are happening, but these people are pushing laws on unknowing regular Americans who have no idea laws are being pushed that harm them. And that actually redefine the definition of women to include men who believe they are women. So if someone doesn't know this is happening, they can't fight it. And they can't fight it anyway because they'll just be called a transphobe for daring to protect their own damn rights. Right. We know that how that works. But that's what the left is doing. Seriously, it's nuts.
It is nuts. And I shouldn't, you know what? Some people can take offense and be laughing, but I'm laughing because we let it get this way. We let this stuff get nuts. We were afraid to push back, you know, live and see
on
the right, bingo. On the right, we go, live and let live. If that's what they believe, let them believe their crazy little stories. And who are we to tell them? And now we're finding out, they're telling us without a problem, aren't they?
Oh, no. It's because we were nice. I actually had a couple different people say, I should be nicer. And I'm like, really? So these people are attacking me, threatening me with violence, and want to take my fundamental human right to self-defense away, and you want me to be nice? How far you think that's going to go? Not happening.
No.
I learned long ago, when I very first posted in politics, how nasty and vile and evil the left is, I was still a nice, quote-unquote, person. That didn't last long.
Well, here's the fun thing about it. So we have a local guy that... And he doesn't make me crazy like he takes up all kinds of space in my head, but I watch him, and I watch what he writes. And he's a freelance writer for Entertainment Weekly or something like that. I mean, he's so good that he can't get a permanent job with them, but that's a story for another day. So he loves coming after me, comes after me on a regular basis. But then when I see some of the stuff that he writes, he goes after his own. If they're not exactly on the same page as him, if they're not spewing the same garbage that he's spewing, then the bottom line with it is, they're wrong, they're bad, and they need to leave the party. He had one person that would say, look, we've got to learn how to get along with the other side. We cannot do it all ourselves. Right?
Wow.
Yeah, yep. It's amazing. So, I don't know, anyhow.
I guess you could say both parties eat their own. You know, my point is always... You know what? If we agree on the most things, we're not going to agree on some things. We can duke it out and argue about that one, some things we don't agree about. But in general, it's all good, right? We can be on the same side for all these other things that we support together. But the left is like, they've gone way off the deep end with that. And some people on the right have too, honestly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We've got nut jobs on both sides. I get that. But I think the left is much more... Okay, real quick before we got to go. In New York City, apparently, there is a hotel or an apartment building that has an observation deck that's 1,100 feet in the air, and it goes out 65 feet. So you can actually walk out on it and look down 1,100 feet down. Would you do it? Yes or no?
No! Hell no! No, no, and no. Look, I went... In Chicago, had one of those, and I think it was a Trump Tower. I went, and they had something like that. Nope.
Nope. Where do people find you?
Conservative IND on Twitter, New Hampshire Political Buzz, and GraniteGrock.com.
And never on CNN. All right, Kimberly, thanks for being with me. Always a pleasure to have you. Don't go far. Come on back. A lot more to talk about at the top of the hour. I'm not telling you what it is. You just got to come back.